And now, as I always say, every hour we change pace. Now, I have with me Emma. Now, I particularly wanted to talk to Emma for a couple of reasons, but one of the first was that she was made Citizen of the Year for Yarra Rangers. Now, you don't get to be Citizen of the Year just by doing nothing. So she's obviously will probably underplay it, as people often do. But first of all, we want to find out a bit why she got it, not how she got it, but there will be reasons behind. She will be involved in a number of different organisations, and she'll have done quite a lot. So first of all, welcome, Emma.
Thank you very much. What a welcome.
Well, we want to know. So when it was this year you got the Citizen of the Year?
Yes, yeah, only a few months ago.
Were you surprised?
Yes, very surprised. It was very humbling.
You didn't have any inkling that people were nominating you?
I got one email to say I'd been nominated, but I didn't really think much of it after that. I thought, oh, well, that's in the wind. But
And prior to that, you had no idea?
No idea.
Which is terrific to do. So is there, obviously you're involved with a few different groups. Is there one particular theme, like are you involved in youth and old people and all sorts of stuff, or is there one array of groups that you're involved in?
So it's one group, I suppose, wildlife rescue sums up everything, right. But general animal rescue. So,
All right, so wildlife rescue, is that a particular group, or is that something that covers a whole lot of groups?
It covers a whole lot of groups. So I do run a wildlife shelter. It's called Wattle Wildlife Shelter. And I'm also very lucky to be involved with Vets for Compassion, and they do a lot of rescue. So my wildlife shelter, which is rehabilitation, rescue and release, ties in really nicely with Vets for Compassion and their rescue.
So do you yourself... Now, I've got to be careful how I phrase this because otherwise it'll sound silly. Do you actually go out yourself and save animals? Like, do people ring you up and say, hey, there's an animal here that's pretty crook? Or do you only get involved once the vet's got them and then the vet says, hey, somebody needs to look after these animals?
Yeah, I'm out there on the road, so literally driving my car to the rescue itself, all hours of the night. It can be any time you get a call out.
Right, let's just stop there a minute because you've twigged my address. How do you get that call? Who decides to ring Emma?
Yeah, so I either get a call from the member of public themselves, so you've been driving down the road, a kangaroo's popped out in front of you and you've cleared it up, so I get that call, or you may ring that into a group like Vets for Compassion or Wildlife Victoria, and then they put the call out. And being in this area, obviously we have a lot of wildlife on the move, particularly at night, springtime as well, so I get called out directly, but also through several different groups.
And it can be any time of the night.
Yes, yeah.
How do you go? Like, I can understand if it's a small animal. You've brought up kangaroos. How do you pick up a kangaroo? What can you do with a kangaroo?
Yeah, so depends on the scenario, I suppose.
Well, say you've got a kangaroo who's been hit by a car.
Yes, yeah. So we try and move it off the side of the road, first of all. So we also watch out for our safety.
Hang on. You said we. So when you get a call out at the middle of the night, somebody else goes with you?
Sometimes. Most of the time I'm on my own.
Right. So let's keep going.
So I pull it off the side of the road. I always have those big woolly blankets in my car.
Right.
So I'm covering them. Usually they're in shock. So they're one of two things. They're either really flighty or they're really comatose.
Right.
And every rescue is completely different. So I don't really know what I'm going out for.
Right.
I have a whole lot of first aid in my car. And I have like things like stretchers and that kind of thing so that I can try and get them up if I need to. If I need veterinary advice, I can always call through to one of my vets, particularly through Vets for Compassion. They're excellent.
Yep.
So I'm a vet nurse, so I can't carry certain medications and things on me that I might need. So I'd call through to a vet for some help. And then under the vet's discretion, whether that animal can go into care and be rehabilitated or might be the end of the line for that animal.
All right, so you called out. this kangaroo. We'll stick with kangaroos. I'm particularly talking about kangaroos because they're such a big animal on purpose.
Mm.
All right, so they need care.
Yes.
So how are you going to get, you've only got a car, I'm just trying to get the mechanics. So you get out there and you talk to the vet and the vet says, well, no, you can't possibly look after this animal on the side of the road. How do you get it from there to the vet? And we're talking, we'll say it's 2 o'clock in the morning. So how do you get it at 2 o'clock in the morning from there to a vet?
Depends what sort of mood I'm in, I suppose. It can be quite comical.
Right.
But most of the time I can roll them onto a woolly blanket or I can pick them up in a woolly blanket into a kangaroo bag. So it's a specially designed bag. It has a zip around it. It's got seatbelt material and whatnot on it to secure the animal.
Yep.
And then I get them into the back of my car with the seats down.
Yep.
And then I get it to the closest vet. So emergency vets are open 24 hours. So
yep.
We usually go for there. Or if I put a call out for a vet, I can meet them on the road somewhere. They can give any medication that's needed.
All right. I'm particularly want to talk about kangaroos, but we don't want to do an interview about kangaroos. The only reason why I ask, that very often kangaroos want to kick and scrape people. So how do you protect yourself like that? Or if they are injured, I would have thought they'd have been twice as much wanting to strike out. Is that true or are they more calm?
It can go either way. If it's something they have been hit and they have broken legs, often they sit on the side of the road, they're really struggling to get up.
Yep.
I guess that's a slight advantage for me, is I can sort of manoeuvre them better when they're less mobile.
Yep.
But, yeah, it can go either way. Sometimes they're on the hop for quite a while with broken legs, or they take off into the bush and you have to follow them down with torches and see if they're all right.
It'd be pretty scary at 2 in the morning.
Yeah, it can be, yeah. And often if you're on the side of the road and there's cars driving by, that's the cars are the thing that gets me the most, is I try and get off the side of the road as quick as I can.
All right.
Yeah.
I've got to take a break because a sponsorship's popped up, which I need to take. But can I just ask you, and I don't want to delve into your own private life, but you obviously have a job as well. Are you involved in a veterinary surgery or what's your working life?
Yes. So I work full-time hours over 3 to 4 days a week as a vet nurse in a clinic as well.
Oh,
I also work for Forever Friends through Vets for Compassion.
Yeah, we know
Saskia. Yeah, yeah. Saskia's lovely. So I'm there on Wednesdays as well, and that is as a vet nurse. We do surgeries and healthcare, vet checks.
Yep. So it's part of your whole life.
Yes.
Got to take a break and we'll be back to more with more to talk to Emma to see what she's been doing to get this award.
Summer.
and she's the Citizen of the Year for this year with the local council. First of all, let me ask you, just getting off the track a little bit, how long have you been involved?
So I've been doing animal rescue for about 8 years now.
Right. And what made you decide that you wanted to do rescue? Because, all right, you're a vet nurse, and I presume you've done that ever since you left school.
No, that was the second career for me.
What was your first career?
I worked for a call centre. So,
gee, what a difference.
Totally different. Yeah, yep. But I always had a love for animals, even since I was little. I was always looking after animals. And then I decided I should go back and do vet nursing so I could be qualified. And from there, animal rescue. But my passion is wildlife and rehabilitation.
All right. What made Emma, was there a particular incident in your life? Was there something that happened that you saw that made you think, I want to get involved with rescue?
Yeah. So I live not too far from Wellington Road and a lot of kangaroos get cleared up on Wellington Road, unfortunately. And I felt like not enough people were doing something about it. So I thought, well, that's something that I can do and not many people would be able to do that. So I suppose that then becomes my purpose.
Can I ask you, and I've said to you all along, I don't want to delve into your private life, but at what sort of age did you decide that that's what you wanted to do? Not the vet nurse, but the actual rescue?
Rescue. So the shelter's been operating for 5 years. I'm 38 this year, so 33.
Right.
My maths is right, yeah.
So. Again, I don't want to delve into your private life, but I know you're married because you told me that off air, and you've got children. So, like, you must have had fairly young children because you're not an old lady. And I'm not being patronising when I say that. I mean, you're not. We've just told us your age. So, I mean, it must have been you're looking after children, you're looking after a home, and then I don't know how you fit it all in.
I don't know either. I'm also working and I run the shelter, so I have Joeys to get up and feed overnight. There isn't enough hours in the day.
So is it just the adrenaline, and I don't mean that in a silly way, that keeps you going? Because, I mean, most people work, and I don't want to spend too much time on this, but most people work and then they have their 4 weeks annual leave, so they go away. If you're running a shelter, you can't go away, and you can't. And if you're saying you're feeding them through the night and all that, you really can't go off for 2 or 3 days, can you?
No. My vacation this past year was bushfire rescue. That was the only time I left the shelter.
With the animals.
Yes, with the animals.
And we lost a lot of animals during that, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
We don't publicise that much at all.
No, it's not, unfortunately.
And then I've seen, and I know everybody's probably seen the photo of a few years ago, and I've seen a newer one too with a koala at his feet burnt that, and the fireman was giving him some water. I mean, there must have not only the ones that died, there must have been a lot that were really badly injured in the fire.
Yeah. And I guess what's not seen then is the rehabilitation afterwards. That animal has to go into care for maybe 9 to 12 months before it can go back to a forest that's burnt out.
Righto. Let me ask you, how many animals have you got at home right now?
Ballpark 40, I think. About 40.
Is it?
Yeah.
How small is the smallest one?
Small possum, probably about 80 grams.
And how? What's the biggest animal you've got?
We have a wombat in care, but he's only about 5 kilos. So that's the biggest currently.
Yeah.
But we are set up for much larger kangaroos, up to about 15 kilos.
All right. Again, we'll come back to kangaroos just for one thing, and I promise, and then I've got to take a break. But we talked about the kangaroos before because they're quite an aggressive animal.
They can be.
They can be very aggressive. And I've seen them doing all sorts of things on Facebook. And, of course, Facebook's always true. when you're getting an animal, you've got an animal there. Well, it doesn't have to be a kangaroo, but we'll start talking a big one. But no, particularly kangaroos, because they can be quite nasty animals. How do you not get yourself injured? Do they understand that Emma is trying to save my life, or do they get very aggressive and want to hit you? I mean, how do you approach these animals?
Yeah, I think when they're left alone in their mob, they are quite reserved animals. It's only when they feel threatened that they can become aggressive. So in a very vulnerable, high-stress situation like a hit-by-car incident, they're definitely living on adrenaline and they want to get away from you.
Yep.
In my experience, I haven't had any sort of come up and want to have a fight or anything.
Right.
In that moment, they definitely don't know you're there to help them. They just want to flee. They're still prey animals. So,
all right. So now you've got them home though,
mm-hmm.
and they're starting to get a bit better. So how do they approach you? Do they understand that you're trying to save them, or do they think this is just someone I should hit?
depends on the age, really. So the reason we're set up for up to about 15 kilos is that's teenagehood.
Yep.
So from there on, I'm not completely set up for the bigger ones. I don't have the experience or the fencing or anything for that.
Yep.
So the ones under 15 kilos really do take you on as their parent. They understand after that de-stress period of a couple of weeks, they do understand that you're the source of food, you're the source that's helping them, you're keeping them warm. But you've got to try and do it in a hands-off way because you want them to go back to the wild.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the other problem. If they get used to too much of you doing too much, they're not going to do anything for themselves, are they?
Yeah, that's true. Yep, and you definitely have the ones that never want to leave, and you've really got to kick them out of the nest.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, what would be the, and I know you're going to tell me how long is a piece of string, but what would be the average length that you would of time that you would have an animal in care?
Yeah, so a kangaroo is 2 years.
Right. 2 years.
A wombat, close to 2.5. That's how long they stay with their mums. Yeah, yep.
So
it's a long time.
You've got them for a long, long while.
Very long time, yeah, yep.
And then with an animal, because I know that with possums, if you catch them, you've got to leave them in the area. Does the same happen with wombats, kangaroos and all these? Do you have to take them back to where you found them?
Yes, where possible. So obviously we're not releasing animals back into bushfire zones where there's no food or anything.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be the next available area.
Yep.
But yes, we try and keep the populations pretty
where
they are.
Some of those are very territorial, aren't
they? Yes, yeah, yep.
I saw a wonderful photo on Facebook, incidentally, this morning. It's an elephant, and he's walking across a road, I think it's in India, with a lion beside him, and he's got the little cub's paws were getting burnt, so he's got the little cub in his trunk, carrying it across like that. And the comment was made, animals look after each other a lot better than humans do.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Got to take a break. That's my bit of philosophy for the day. Now, I did play in the last hour, I think it was Billy Joel, Girl from the North Country, but our very own Hillsville Leanne Patrick also recorded. So we'll just play that as well.
Where the rivers freeze and summer ends. Please see she has a cold so warm to keep her from the howling wind. Please see for me if her hair hangs long. It rolls and flows for me if her hair hangs long. That's the way I remember her best. I'm a wondering if she remembers me at all. Many times I've often prayed the darkness of my night, in the brightness of my day. Traveling to the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there, for she once was a true love of mine. She once was a true love of mine.
Well, I'm not sure what happened there, because it is in the catalogue as Leanne Patrick singing it, but that certainly wasn't Leanne, so I don't know what's gone there. Anyway, let's not worry. Let's move on. It's not so much about the music. It's more about the interviews anyway. All right, Emma, let's just keep moving along. You've got 40 animals at home, and I don't want to know your personal circumstances. We're not here to get into your personal thing. However, 40 animals, and some of these could be bigger critters, do you get any funding at all, or... You've mentioned a husband, so that's as far as I want to go into your family. But do you and your husband have to fund all this?
Yes. I vet nurse to fund everything, pretty much. There is no funding or anything for wildlife care.
All right. So do you have tax deductibility of $2 and over? Can you take donations?
Yes. Yes,
so
I can.
You can.
Yep.
All right. Well, when you get to about 10 to 3, we'll get... Emma to hand that, to give you the contact details. And I know on this show we're always saying to people if you could throw some donations, but not everybody wants to do everything. So if you're interested in wildlife, I'm sure Emma would love to have some money, because obviously vets have to be paid if you've got the animals at home, and also they have to be fed. We're not getting up at 2 and 3 in the morning to feed them, but Emma is, so it'd be great if you could. You are tax deductible. Right, so let's keep moving on. You've got the privilege of being named the Citizen of the Year. Did it come as a surprise to you?
Yes, absolutely.
So how early before you became the Citizen of the Year were you told?
About 3 days before.
I didn't have to sit on it too long.
No, but it was very exciting. Yep. Yeah, it was
so
lovely.
When you got the email or whatever, or the phone call, were you still one of a number, or had you already, or did they already tell you you were going to be the Citizen of the Year?
No, I was still one of a number, and I had no idea how many were nominated.
So you had to front up at some sort of ceremony.
Yes.
And then they announced that it's a terrific time, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Yeah, it was wonderful. It was great to see that they're voted for wildlife this year and yep. recognised that how important it is in our area.
Well, it also lifts your profile for what you're doing, because if people don't know you're there, then if they see wildlife that's been injured, they don't know. So how do people get hold of you? I know you said some people ring you, but how do they get to know Emma's number? Oh, not so much your phone number, but how do they know to get hold of Emma?
Yeah, so I have a Facebook page, an Instagram page, and also I'm quite connected with a lot of the local vets.
No,
so
that's
a lot of them have my numbers too.
Yeah, but that's the vets.
Yeah.
But a motorist hits an animal at,
yes,
at yeah. 11 o'clock at night. We'll get off the 2 o'clock. But at 11 o'clock at night, so how do they know how to get hold of Emma?
They would just be searching for a local wildlife rescue group, and right. my shelter would pop up. They'd right. have a phone number link there that they could ring,
yep.
or they could ring Wildlife Victoria, which is the central database for Victorian injured wildlife.
So if they rang that, then do they allocate to different areas, do
yes.
they?
Yes, yeah, yep. So they would pass you through to me. I would yep. be on call all the time.
And they're on call all the time?
Yes, so, yeah, they're available all the time.
So what is it, Wildlife Victoria?
Wildlife Victoria, yes.
So if anybody is unfortunate enough to meet with an accident with an animal, that's where they go.
Yes, yeah. Yep.
And then they contact you.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it in the middle of winter.
Yeah. Middle of winter's quite tough. I love the warm weather, so it's really tough when it's raining and it's wet and you're on the side of the road.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Do the police ever get hold of you, or don't they get involved with wildlife?
Yeah, I've had quite a number of calls from police, especially when it's on a really busy road.
Yep.
And I'm in the Belgrave area, so we've got quite a lot of busy intersections coming through there.
And you've got a lot
there.
Of windy roads here too,
yes,
so they want
yeah.
to get them off the road fairly
yes.
quickly.
Yeah, and they're usually there to help the motorist, and yep. then they'll see the animal and they'll give us a call from there.
Yeah. Oh, that's terrific. All right, I've got to take one more quick break, and then we're going to come back and talk a bit more about Emma, so, no, let's go back a little stage. I changed track too quick. All right, so they called you down, or they sent you an email and said, there's a chance you're going to be the Citizen of the Year. So where did you have to go and what happened on the night? Because part of this interview was not only about the animals, it's about Emma.
So I got called and I was very excited, and then Friday I went to the council meeting. I think it was Friday, yes, into the council meeting at the Yarra Rangers Council Town Hall, and I was very well dressed up. I didn't know what to expect.
Yep.
I didn't have anything prepared, but they asked me a lot of questions.
Right.
I had to make a speech.
So they still asked you questions at that stage?
Yeah, it was really exciting.
Yep.
And it was great just to be part of the council meeting as well, just to hear what they had to say.
Yep.
But, yeah, I got called up for Citizen of the Year and accepted my award, shook a few hands, had a photo, which
yep.
was lovely,
yep.
And then a follow-up article in the newspaper
which
as
I
well.
Saw.
Yeah, that was really exciting. I've never been in the newspaper. And, yeah, it was wonderful. It was really humbling to be recognised.
Yeah. They didn't give you a meal, though.
No, they don't feed you anymore.
That happens with a lot of them. All right, we've got a quick break and we're going to come back more, and Emma will certainly tell you how you can help her financially with the feeding of these critters or whatever else. So we'll be back very shortly.
One foot on the train, and I must
welcome back to Community Connections. I should mention I'll be here on Sunday between 12 and 3 with Music, Memories and More, and I'll be back next Sunday night with Rock and Roll Hit Parade. Also, of course, and that's hits of the 60s. Also, I'll be back next Wednesday. I know we've got 3 hours of interviews. Didn't bring my diary in, as I normally do, and forget, so I can't tell you who they will be. But I certainly know that I think Cindy McLeish will be one of them. I just can't remember who the rest are. Anyway, we're not here to talk about me. We're here to talk about Emma. I think she really deserves. She is the Citizen of the Year for the Yarra Rangers. I think she, with what we've been talking about, she certainly deserves it. Not many of us would want to be getting up, potentially, I don't say she does it every night, potentially getting up in the middle of the night, going out, looking at and picking up animals and then taking them home and having to feed them through the night and all sorts of stuff. So I think she does it. And I don't want to go into her personal details, but she has married and got children. So with all the things that a mum does and a wife does. Righto. Now, Emma, tell us how we're going to find out more.
I have a Facebook page. Yep. It's Wattle Wildlife Shelter.
Wattle.
Wattle, yep, like the beautiful plant. Yeah. You can find me on Facebook. It's a new page, but I have a very established Instagram page, which is under the same name, Wattle Wildlife Shelter. And there's a link on there to donate if you wish.
Now, in Facebook, is that all one word or are they three separate words?
Three separate words, yeah.
Wildlife.
Wattle Wildlife Shelter.
Sorry, Wattle Wildlife and Centre.
And it's a public page, so you can find me. You don't have to go down the rabbit hole.
And is that the same with your email, your website too?
Yes, yeah.
It's separate words.
Yes, yeah. So
no dots in between them.
No dots. Throw it into Google and you'll find it.
Yeah. And I guess the other thing is too, people, particularly when they live in an area like Healesville and I'm thinking the Dandenongs and between here and Yay, and people should actually in their car or in their phone have the Wildlife Victoria's phone number, shouldn't they?
Yes.
Because none of us
yeah.
know when something's going to pop out.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. And it can pop out when you least expect it. Everyone's usually got RACV in their phone. But, yep. yeah, if you've got Wildlife Victoria, that's yeah, definitely a good,
of that.
A good
we
one.
We should all do that because, you know, it's particularly when they're driving at night. I've driven a lot between Yay and Healesville and all down to Lilydale and all that, and just never know. Particularly dusk seems to be the worst, doesn't it? Do
yeah.
they get blinded by the headlights of cars, or what happens?
I think they're just more active at dawn and dusk. That's when they're right. feeding, and they do yeah they do get frightened with the headlights. They kind of just become still yeah. or they flee. But yeah, even if you hit an animal or you're not sure and they take off, just call the number. We can go and have a look. Sometimes the adrenaline will get them going for a few metres and then yeah. they'll just be off the side of the road quite injured.
Yeah. Do you get many calls from truck drivers?
Not as many, no.
Because
no.
they're out there all through the night. And I would have thought that they could have been a source of it too.
Yeah, yep. I mean, I'm sure Wildlife Victoria would have a better idea than I would, but it's usually members of the public in their car. They've stopped to pull over. Also doing pouch checks is really important. So wombats and kangaroos, or all marsupials, have pouches.
Yeah.
And they could have young in the pouch. So even if the adult...
That's very interesting that you've just brought up because... Even if they come across, they've hit a kangaroo and killed it, it doesn't mean that there's not a joey in there.
No, exactly, yeah, and kangaroos can have two joeys on the go at one time as well. Yeah, yep, so they can have an at-foot joey, one in the pouch, and actually an embryo at the same time. So they're very interesting creatures, yeah.
Tell me, how did you learn so much about the animals? Is it because, I would have thought as a vet's nurse, you wouldn't know a lot of this stuff. So have you had to study that or is it just things that you've come across as you've been doing this?
Yeah, a little bit of both. I've always had an interest, so I know quite a lot about animals yeah. and anatomy. I've done a Bachelor of Science as well, so I did a lot of study with that.
Again, I don't want to get into your home life. Were you the sort of young girl, and I'm talking now long before marriage, just as a young girl, that brought home all the local stray cats and dogs and
yes,
and like, only injured ones, or
no, anything that I thought needed rescuing, turtles in the bathtub.
Well, it didn't matter whether they needed rescuing as long as you thought them.
My parents would be back out there kicking them back out into the bush.
True. Did you live in the bush?
Yeah, it was a very bushy area, yeah.
Yeah, so you've grown up with animals, really.
Yes, yeah.
And I could imagine you'd be dragging every scruffy dog and cat home, yep, whether it needed a rescue or not.
Absolutely, yeah.
So what did your parents say to that?
I think they just realised that was always going to be my path. I was always going to try and save everything that I could.
So can I then ask you, just very briefly, because we've suddenly run out of time, what then made you... From school, you didn't go to that. You went into a call centre. Why didn't you go straight into something to do with veterinary?
I became a mum unexpectedly. Hence the second life of coming back and being a vet nurse and getting into wildlife.
You've done a bachelor.
Yes.
So what you're saying now is that you're a mum... Working.
Yes.
And you did a bachelor course at the same time?
I've got two bachelors, so yes, I did.
Good Lord. I don't know how you've done it.
There's not enough hours in the day.
Yeah, we're talking here, a young lady, well, now you've said you had a baby fairly young.
Yes, yeah.
So you've got a baby... And you've still done two bachelors.
Yes.
And you're still doing wildlife.
Yes.
I don't know
how I have the time.
it only reinforces that you really deserve to be the citizen of the year.
Thank you.
But it's, I'm staggered. I just don't know how you do it. I mean, I was talking to a friend of mine and she went back to nursing when she had three kids. She didn't go back to nursing. She hadn't been a nurse. She'd done all sorts of other jobs. And then she went back and did nursing with three kids, all the study with three children. So I don't know, and I'm not trying to put anybody down. I just don't know how you can do all that and run a family as well.
It's difficult, but it can be done. Yeah.
I'm staggered. So you obviously did the call work. Like, that wasn't really what you wanted to do. That was just to get yourself a job, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah, that's true.
Yep. And then as you got more established, then you're able to.
Yeah.
That's as far as we want to go into your own home life, because that's not fair. All right, just give us both those Facebook and websites again, please.
Yes, yeah. So it's Wattle, 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 Wildlife Shelter. And that's the same for Facebook and Instagram.
Wildlife Shelter.
And you can just pop Wattle Wildlife Shelter into Google.
Yep.
And all the links will come up from there.
Right. Does that have your phone? I don't want you to give your phone number out. But like, if somebody needs you, is that apart from an email address, is there a phone number there they get you or they
yes.
don't get you there?
Yeah, there's a phone number on there as well, yeah.
Emma, unfortunately, we're fast running out of time. I could sit and talk to you for about 2 hours or 3 hours. I'd certainly say that when they selected you as a citizen of the year, they made an excellent choice.
Thank you.
Because I don't know how you do it all. A lot of people just wouldn't do it. But anyway... I really congratulate you on being the citizen of the year, and I hope that whatever you do, well, obviously you're going to be in wildlife for the rest of your life. I can guarantee that. So thank you for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Not a problem. Matt Shaw is out in the foyer ready to come in now after 3 o'clock news, and I'll be back next Wednesday between 12 and 3, as I said, with 3 hours of interviews, but I'll also be here on Sunday night between 6 and 8 with a rock and roll hit parade, and between 12 and 3 with music, memories and more on Sunday. See ya.